Hey guys, what's going on? Hey, this is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgil. Welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant. It's approximately 1:57 a.m. in the morning here, but I wanted to make sure I did a rant. I haven't did one in the last 2 days here. I've been very extremely busy. However, I wanted to go live because I know somebody is up working. How many of you are working, folks? Talk to me. How many of you up working, even though it's late? It's 2 o'clock in the morning, maybe. You're in California where it's about 12 o'clock, or maybe in Europe, you know, it's morning time here. But I wanted to go live just to see if you guys had a Q&A. I had someone that's next to me that said, do a Q&A tonight. You guys went to meet my boo thing. You know, I talk about her a lot all the time. But you just woke up. Whoa, why are you asleep here? So happy Sunday, folks. So let's get started here. And listen, if you're brand new to the rant, my name is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin. I'm a self-made millionaire from Houston, Texas. And I grew up pretty poor, you know, didn't have much. But over the years, over the decades, I became the first millionaire in my family, self-made, which means I did all the work. I didn't have mentorship, didn't have anybody to guide me, nor lead me to become the man that I am here today. But I'm also a father, okay, of 3 outstanding children. And life is good. You know, yes, I have money, but life, I'm happy. Okay, I'm happy. So I'm rich and happy at the same time, which makes it even more fulfilling. And I get the opportunity to speak with you, all of you women and men that are listening to me live right now. I want you to understand one thing. I do this to give you the opportunity to post your question, you know, to open up a bit, to let me know what's going on and how I can help you and serve you to become wealthy, happy, whatever your desire is, or just to help you manifest more in your life here. I'm 24. Any advice? Well, when you say any advice, can you be a bit more specific about the advice that you want? So go ahead and post your questions below, folks. I'm looking at, hey, Rosemary, how are you? The Apprentice Millionaire, how are you? Silveria, how are you? Ari, Hana, how are you? Good morning here. How are you doing? Tijuana, Amelia, how are you? Okay. Hey, Tim. What's going on, my guy? Tiga, Nathalia, Gabriel, Gabriela, Ms. Ram, God of your heart. Okay. So go ahead and post your questions below here. And if you need any help, assistance, or just picture this. If you had the opportunity to ask a millionaire one question, what would that question be? You know, what would that one thing or that one question be to help you design and manifest the life that you want? Okay, tell me. And while you guys are thinking about that, I'm going to go over here and kiss my bow thing. Okay? You guys heard that? Yeah, those were some delicious lips over there. I'm blessed. You didn't answer my last question. Well, what's your question? What is it, my guy? Okay. Advice on life, success, and anything. What? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Listen. If you want to ask me a question, you need to be clear. Okay? Clarity is power. So you can't say, well, advice on life, success, and anything. But what do you want for your life? Okay? You need to be very, very clear with your question if you want me to give you an answer. Okay? What skills would make me a millionaire in this economy of California is terrible? Well, you know, I don't think it's about where you live, you know, where you live demographically on the planet. I think what's important is to know what you want, Amelia. What do you want? When you say what skills, well, what do you want to do first? You know, I think the most difficult part when people want to be a millionaire, they keep thinking about what they have to do. But instead of thinking about what you have to do, think about what you want first. Before you can build a house, you have to build out the blueprint, which means you have to construct the blueprint first before you start building and laying down bricks, okay? So, Amelia, what do you want first? And be very clear. Can I have $1,000? Just kidding. Of course you are, because I'm not going to give you anything. What can one do with $10,000? What's the best investment? $10,000, great question here. I would say take $10,000 and invest it in yourself. Buy courses, books, in the area of business that you're trying to perfect. $10,000, you could put in the index funds, but you know it's going to take a very long time for that to mature, but it's fine. Or you can get into real estate depending on your credit, okay? And depending on what you're trying to buy, if you're able to put down 20%. But I would say invest in yourself. You know, buy courses, fly to seminars, meet the millionaires or successful people that are in your niche. That's a better use of that money, in my opinion. Because you can't do much with $10,000. You're not going to flip it. This is not Las Vegas, folks. Okay. How to manifest to have money. Venga, it is very simple to manifest money, okay? And let me tell you how to do it. How many of you want to manifest more money? Well, I'm giving you the secret here. All right, let me give you the secret, folks. So first of all, if you want to manifest money, first you need to know exactly how much money you're trying to manifest, okay? When it comes to manifesting the things that you want, you have to be clear. Let me tell you why most people don't manifest exactly what they want. We all manifest, but the issue with a lot of people, they're manifesting the life that they don't want. Problems, stress, anxiety, depression, disappointment, you know. And those type of feelings and emotions begin to be very perpetual in most people's lives. So you're always manifesting. But this is, you're manifesting the life that you don't want. If you want to manifest the life that you do want, you have to start to learn to compel your imagination in a way, thinking about the things that you do want. So if you want to manifest more money, first you got to believe that you can manifest more money. Two, well, how much money do you want to manifest? Then three, and this is the tough part, you have to act, listen, you have to act as if you already have the money. Listen, if you want a successful business, okay, whatever that means to you, you have to act like the business is already successful. You can't go in the business and tell me, oh my God, you know, my business ain't going well, oh my God. Yeah, I mean, you can't do that because you're going to manifest more of that. Remember, manifestation is based off your vibration. Your vibration is how you feel. So if you go to your job, you want a promotion, but if you go to a job every day, hating your job, hating the employees, hating your manager, and you just have that, just the anger, the resentment, and just sadness when you go to work, well, you're not going to get a raise because you're not vibrating on a higher frequency. But if you go to your job happy, excited, you know, grateful, then those type of people, they begin to attract the things that they want, okay? And it works in your relationships. That works in with the accumulation of money. So I would say, young lady, Venga, put a smile on your face right now. Can you do that for me? Can I get everybody to do that for me? Put a smile on your face, okay? Maybe in your bed, laying down, butt naked. I don't know what you're doing. But put a smile on your face and start to think about, what am I grateful for? You know, what am I grateful for? Think about that for a second. Like, what can you be grateful for right now in this moment? See, when you begin to think about what are you grateful for, then you feel to be, you begin to feel better. You're like, you know, I'm grateful that I got a place to stay. I got a, you know, I got beautiful children. I can pay my bills on time. I'm grateful that every day I have an opportunity to be better, and I'm grateful that I live in the United States of America. I'm grateful that everything is working out pretty well for me. Yes, I wanted to get better, but I'm grateful that I'm exactly where I am. I'm grateful for that. When you begin to have the attitude of gratitude, then guess what? More great or greater things start to happen in your life. You start to attract better things because you come from this attitude of gratitude. But if you come to, if you start to be ungrateful, you know, you just start to feel entitled to things that you used to pray about and hope and wish that would happen in your life, and it starts to happen, you're like, ah, well, yeah, that's happening, but this is going wrong. You know, you have some people like that. It's like they can't see, or they are unable to magnify the goodness and the positivity in their life. They always find out what's going wrong. You ever met a person like that? Right? We've all been there, I'm sure. So that's how you manifest money. You have to act as if you already have the money. Okay? Does that make sense, ladies and gentlemen? Comment below, please. Okay? I'm working 50 hours a week and I'm barely coping to my bills. Okay? So, well, that means that however you're spending your money, you need to learn how to manage your finance. Some of you, honestly, you know, you don't need more money. You need to learn how to manage a dollar. Like some of you, you just can't manage your money properly. You don't have a budget. And you think that, well, I just don't make enough money at my job. I don't make enough money at my business. No, you can't manage your finances. You are a bad money manager. That's your issue. It's not about the money that you're earning. It's about what are you doing with the money that you're bringing in. Okay? Thank you, Sky High Marketing. Yeah, start to surround yourself with people who always see the glass half full. You know, the people that can always see positivity in moments of distress, or moments of overwhelmment, right? You know, people that can always see the positive in the negative. Like, you want to surround yourself with these folks, okay? Because that's the key. You got to be able to see a situation that may not be so likable, or a situation that's cynical, but you're able to see the blessings in it, okay? Questions for me. Hey, Sarah, how are you? Yeah, I hear my baby breathing right now. She sleeps like a baby. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. She's still awake. She's alive. Dang. The girl's over here fake sleeping on me. She was like, she's alive. I thank God that my woman, she doesn't snore. And how we both, we don't snore. We're very peaceful sleepers. And I'm very grateful. You know, you, listen, folks, whenever you find the woman or the man of your dreams, hold on tight. You know, I'll tell you that. Because it's a blessing when you find somebody that aligns with your values, that support your dreams, that it's not just your lover, but like your best friend. You know, hold on to that person. I'm going to tell you that. Okay. Hey, Vanessa, what's going on? How are you? Amelia, how are you? Erica, Sarah, how are you? Any more questions for me? Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Any more questions for me, folks? Talk to me. Okay. You know, I really want to give people, I really want to give all of you advice. Hey, Virginia, how are you? And, you know, my advice to you is take action. Like, just take action. Wesley, the Dream Riz app is ready. It is ready. You can download it. And listen, if you don't have access to Dream Riz is the first app on the play. It's an iPhone app that allows you to listen to music about your dreams, your desires. And if you begin to listen to it daily, and this is for people that can't meditate or have trouble meditating, but you like listening to music, so this will begin to program and condition your mind, and it will begin to strip those negative thoughts from your mind as well. My daughter used it for her test. She's in nursing school, and she did very well just by listening to it right before bed. Okay. So just go to the link in my bio, go to the app store, type in Dream Riz, and download it for free. What do you think about the eclipse happening soon? I don't know. I have no idea what that's all about, honestly. I don't watch the news. I don't spend time on social media, so I don't know what's going on the planet, folks. Okay. I don't. I'm just concerned with my companies building businesses and applications right now. Any more questions for me here? Yeah, if it's not working on your phone, delete the app and re-add the app again. That's obvious, right? Hey, Gabs, how are you? Hey, Wes. I've been asking my questions in the question section. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. What would be your first investment if you made $1 million overnight, hypothetically? Yeah, it would be definitely real estate. For sure. Real estate, my guy. Who are you passing on the business to when you check out? I'm not checking out. I'm not dying. You know, I don't know. Maybe my son. Not sure. I study better, Wes, and retain information better. You study better, Wes? I don't understand the question, honestly. If you could have been a pro athlete, which sport would you be? Would you play? Oh, basketball, for sure. And actually, if I reincarnate, If I have the opportunity to go through the process of reincarnation, I want to be a famous basketball player. Yeah. The best, of course. The best. Michael Jordan leg, for sure. Yeah. And I'm going to have my girl right here. She'll be my cheerleader. You know? And even though we're not allowed to date the cheerleaders, but we'll be sneaking around, of course, and having a great time. And then she end up pregnant, of course. Then she have to quit the team. But it's okay. How to study better and retain information. Of course, repetition. Any information that you want to retain, just read it, absorb it over and over again, okay? Where or what made you a millionaire? Digital marketing. What field of work or investment? Digital marketing. That's how I made the millions, the millions. Hey, MV. Hey, Roman. How are you? Joseph, one. Any more questions for me before I let you guys go here tonight? I had a good time with you. Okay, and thank you for smashing the like button and show me some love. Share this. Like it, share it, and share it again, and like it again. You can hit the love button a few times for me if you don't mind. Let me know that you're still breathing. Okay? Let me know that you're still breathing by hitting the like button a few times. How's Dream Riz? It's doing well. And it's available for all of you. Missing my heart, how are you? Hey, Cap, how are you, Captain? What subjects would you say that are essential to financial education? What subjects? Are we talking about school? I dropped out of college, so I couldn't answer that. But if you want to learn about finances, just watch YouTube videos. Honestly, it's not that difficult. Hey, Lul, Lou. Hottie Holly, how are you? Emily. Negotiation marketing. All right, folks, I guess I'm gonna go ahead and let you go. I love you. I'll see you soon. Don't give up. Keep believing in yourself. And we'll talk soon. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Much love. And let's go.